Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Bikini and the Brain podcast. My name is Ashley Kaltwasser, and over here we got Adam Bonilla from Team Elite Physique, head coach. What's up? And we have a super special guest with us here today, Phoebe. Yay! All the way from the UK. She's coming. And now you live in the Dubai now. Yeah. So, all the way from Dubai.
Yeah, it took her a while to get here as well.
So. She came here just for this podcast.
Yes, that's it. 100%. Just for this mic.
We forgot about Zoom. We forgot.
Can't do it on online.
Was it a 28-hour flight this time?
Yeah, it took this time because there was like delays and setbacks and all that type of thing. It took 28 hours to get to the States.
Yeah.
But it wasn't too bad. It's not too bad.
You're here still.
So. Yeah, yes. That's the main thing. Main thing is I'm here.
Here with a lost bag, with a skipped a day on flight, what a nightmare that was.
Yeah,
what
it was. Nightmare. We'll get into that later. But yeah, it was a hell of a time.
She's here for a month. We'll post this. It'll be like 2 weeks in when we actually post this, and you'll still be here for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, I'll be here till the 20th of November, 2021.
Cool. And if any of you guys are out here in Vegas, she does posing. That's like her thing. That's what she does. And she could do in-persons too and stuff at the prep center while she's here. So take advantage of it if you're out here.
Yeah, so if they want to look you up for posing, they would go to Phoebe Hagen on Instagram, right?
Yes.
Or your website?
Posing. My website is phoebehagen.com. So it's pretty simple.
Which we'll get into more as well, but I wanted to put it out there before we forgot. So Miss Phoebe Hagen, wow, she's had quite a year so far.
Thank you.
Oh my goodness gracious.
I love how you hype it up. I love it.
Yeah. So, like, tell us about your year so far.
So, obviously started prep in the beginning of June. And we've been prepping for the UK Arnolds, which I got an invite to, which I was really, really happy about. And that went on when was it? Was that 2nd of October? 2nd of October, and I won, so that was, and finally qualified for the Olympia, which I still, it doesn't even, like, feel real in my brain, if I'm honest, like, still, because I've wanted to get this invite for so long, it's just such a dream of mine, so I'm really happy that I got it.
Heck yeah.
I know, so I'm excited, and then this weekend that's just gone, I've just competed at the Legions Fest and I got second. So I'm very happy with that.
She's on a roll.
Yes.
She's on a roll and she's not done yet.
No.
You still got two more shows.
Two more shows. So I've got Sacramento and then I've got Iron Games as well.
And those are both in California, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
So that's nice, close and convenient.
Yes. It's a really, really easy show, which will be good. So
awesome. Yeah. Well, heck yeah, girl. You're killing it this year.
It's nice because I've never had this before. I was saying this to Adam before. Like, I've never had the invite just straight away, and you know, now I can go and do shows, and the reason I'm doing more shows is to just get feedback, come in better every single time, even experiment with peaking and all that type of thing, and then see what I can bring or what they want me to bring for the Olympia next year.
So she's just not sitting back because she got that invite. She's learning, so we're pretty big on that, as you know.
Exactly.
Every show is a learning lesson, so good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I think that's where we learn the most is when you compete. And just, like, Ashley has her qualification forever, you know? But still, every year, it's like, we'll do... And it's weird is that, because people get a little hate for it because they're doing a lot, you know? But I'm like, no, like, at show number 8, we still learned, like, a bunch. Like, it's like, we're still yet to have a perfect show. Still yet to have a perfect show. So it's like, it's good to do that and analyze and everything. And we're able to do that from the UK to this one. Even your post-show stuff. So it's just like, it's just a constantly learning thing. So I love that you're not just one and done, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm never one and done. Like, the least amount of shows I've ever done in a year is like 2. And that was last year because I had to, because there was no other shows in Europe. But before that, I'd do like 5. And then previously in 2019, we did like 8.
I didn't say 8.
So it's a lot of shows. So
So we should go into the story of 2019 too, because she was chasing Olympia points. So, okay, so 2019 and I think 18, it was 2019 and 20, it was 18 and 19 were the years of the points.
Yeah.
It was a tough year for 2019 where the girls, you had to get in by points.
Yeah.
And so even if you won a show, you didn't get into the Olympia. Different shows had different values, but you had to have, was it top 10 that year got points?
It was top 20.
Top 20 that year got points. So, which is crazy because this year it was like 40-something girls qualified for the Olympia. And so back then it was 20 plus if you won the Olympia or got top five in the Olympia? Or was it top three?
Top five
in the Olympia. So it was, they were trying to get it to 25 plus whoever won. Mm-hmm. So it was a lot different system. But it created a lot of problems, and they were smart, and they said, okay, these girls are competing too much because they're all chasing points, so let's go back to the one in, win and you're in system, which was how it always was. So Phoebe actually won a show in 2019 and still didn't get to the Olympia.
And then they changed it a month after. So that was the the icing on top of the cake, where we won a show and we were like, yes, we snuck into that kind of top 20 range. I got to 19th, I think. And then because there was a few shows after that I built up points and stuff like that, other people, I got pushed down. But then after that, like a month later, they changed it. So I was like,
yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. They did change it.
They changed it. They changed it. I think they announced it in Tampa Pro, which was the last show that I did, which is in August, and I won the pro show in July. And I was like,
you really had a rough ride. That's crazy. Yeah, you're the only, you and Masa are the only girls I know who've won a show who didn't qualify for the Olympia. That's I think that's, if I remember correctly, I think those are the only two I know of that actually won a show and didn't get
it. It makes it more special for me now, I guess. So that's how I look at it.
Yes. Yeah. And then the next year, it was a COVID year, so she only had two shows that she could do.
Yeah.
And they changed the rules for the Europeans because there wasn't very many shows. So there was basically one real big show that
for Europe, that was it.
Yeah. And it said, okay, if you place top three, we'll get you to the Olympia. Yeah. And then Phoebe, fourth place.
Yeah, I was like, damn it. Oh, so close.
I remember watching that, and we were at another show, and we're watching it on Adam's,
I saw your vlog,
screen thing, and I'm like, oh,
yeah, okay. So close, oh, so close.
It's heartbreaking, man.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking.
And then when we did the two bro show, like a few weeks later, it was like, obviously you win the show, and I got second. So it was one space to the invite.
Three times, but you never gave up.
No.
And you never had like a bad moment about it either.
No,
you
always, like, the thing is, like, I love competing, and like it's made me better every single year. Like if I was to, I don't know, look at my physique in 2019 to what it is now, like it's massively evolved. Yeah. And like, that's only because I've kept on competing. Like if I just stopped and quit and been like, no, I'm not going to do it anymore, and then just waited, like it wouldn't have made me improve.
Yeah. Yeah. So. You're dramatically different now than you were then.
Yeah.
So, and she's not done yet. She keeps improving.
Both of you have made a ton of improvements as the years go on.
You too, Adam.
Yeah.
I've regressed.
I just felt like you were left out.
I love your arm.
You too.
I'll probably look like this for the next 10 years.
That's so funny.
This is easy to maintain. This is not hard.
That was good.
That was a good shout out. That was great. But you guys have both kept up with like the bikini standards as they keep evolving, you know, and keep getting better, which is crazy. Yeah. You know?
Same in the games, the bodybuilding world, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can't wait for 2022.
Oh, I know. Goodness.
You're gonna probably apply for the Arnold. You're gonna get in if you do.
Well, fingers crossed.
Well, I mean, that would be. So if you guys don't know, for the Arnold is a different scenario than any other show. You have to apply to get an invite, and they only invite a certain amount. But I suspect since you won the Arnold Europe, it's hard to say to that.
Fingers crossed. I mean, fingers crossed.
It's not a set in stone thing, but I'm saying chances are pretty good.
Yeah. That's exciting, though. Yeah. So, fingers crossed, because it's in March, isn't it?
March, yes. Finally back to normal.
I was going to say.
Yeah. What is it? The cutoffs are December for the application, or that was last year? So maybe it's even sooner.
I'm not sure, but we'll hear something about it, I'm sure.
So
but,
that is going to be exciting.
That'll be exciting.
Yeah. Here's another 28-hour flight for you.
Yeah, I know. I'll come a little bit earlier than before the show, like a week before the show.
Oh, so, week in Ohio, how fun.
Yeah, I know. I'll come here definitely beforehand. Yes.
So you mentioned that your physique is massively different in 2019 and present day. So what has changed? Have you found a better way to train, or are you just more, I guess, developed since you've been training longer?
Yeah, I think in general with like, you know, training for this amount of time, it's 2 years from 2019 to 2021, a lot can happen within that time. So I think the way that I've structured my training and stuff, I'm not just training as a bodybuilder. I'm like this is what I always say, it's always stuck to me, as Adam's told me this, bikini sculpting versus bodybuilding. Mm. So you train specifically what you need to train versus just training everything. And I think that's what I've really focused on since 2019, because I was always like, I need to train everything. Like, I need to go heavy on biceps, triceps, and do this, that, the other. And I didn't need to. Like, there was, it's, I need to kind of like pick what I need to improve on and then, you know, go from that. And that's what I think, how I've evolved a lot more within my physique and stuff.
Yeah, one of the things I like about that is that people don't understand that, and they kind of, it's kind of like this weird transition you have to make from doing like bodybuilding splits to almost like ignoring some certain muscles. And people have a really hard time with like ignoring certain muscles. Yeah. I've had girls that can't give up chest for like a year. They're like, I just need to do my dumbbell chest presses. And I'm like, but why? The thing is, it's like, well, while you're doing, you know, 16 sets of dumbbell chest press a week, you know, Phoebe is not doing that, and she's adding 16 sets of glutes a week. And so I think the investment of time that you're in the gym, because you can only give so much, needs to be better prioritized to the bikini sculpting and the things that you aren't going to be judged on that aren't really helping your physique. Then we can kind of eliminate those or reduce those and really just put all the energy into the things that are going to help you the most. And I think that's how you accelerate the fastest with that. So, but there are stages. You got to go through the stages. You know, you can't just start bikini sculpting. Yeah. You have to have a base. So, anyway.
Yeah, that's how I think I've evolved massively. And it has been tough, because I love from my background and from training, I've always loved lifting heavy and like pushing like heavy sets and stuff and all that type of thing. And kind of decreasing that a little bit more and like putting my effort into other aspects of like training and stuff has been tough, but it's been worth it, like 100%. So like, I'm happy with that.
Okay. So for those of you out there that don't know, I'm going to like hype you up another minute here. She is the best poser I've ever seen. And she's definitely made a career out of posing itself. But before we get into your posing business, I would like to know, how are you so good at posing? Like, does this come naturally to you? Do you have some dance background? What's up with that?
Like, so I used to do cheerleading for 8 years beforehand, which I guess has some sort of like routine based aspects to it and like dance into it. But like, I was always at the back because I was terrible at dancing. Like, I never was good at it or anything. And when I first got into bodybuilding anyway, my posing, I don't even know where any of the videos are now, but like, it was terrible. But I think that was the main thing that I knew I needed to improve. So I put so much time and effort into it over the years. And the more and more confident I got within myself, within the industry, then that started to show on stage. And I think that's where I just felt myself more and more and more. And then I just elaborated on it and just, I think, just got better from there.
Okay.
So it's nice. It's nice, I think, because I've never had like a teacher for posing or anything. I've always like looked at like, the Olympians when they're on stage. So I remember back in like 2016-17, I'd type in like Olympia routines and just like watch them on cardio for like hours and hours and hours, and like just so I can study everything that kind of goes into a routine and stuff like that.
Smart.
So
that's very smart. A lot of people don't realize a lot of information is out there, but you got to do the work. You got to study yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
You know, even with the posing, it's always changing, always evolving.
Yeah.
Even like from last year, I'm seeing differences in the posing. Like
little
things that maybe a lot of people won't catch, but I catch on to it. Like with the back posing, the hands, you're a little lower now and everything like that. So, let's go ahead and transition now to how you've made posing kind of like a revenue of income.
Yes.
Because you're now a successful business owner, I guess, and a awesome posing coach. So it all ties in together.
You. Yeah. So, well, I think, and we were literally speaking about this literally just beforehand, but like, I think with bodybuilding, it comes, like you said earlier, I think people think like they want to become a pro athlete, an IFBB professional, and they think that's just it. That's how we make our money. Like, that's all we kind of do. We're just pros. And that's it. And that's not the case. You have to kind of make what you have from competing, like, and kind of get what you need out of it. So like when I started to get more confident with posing and, you know, people started to notice and be like, oh, can I pose with you? Can you pose me? Da, da, da. I started to be like, okay, well, there's a trend here now. Like, people want my help for this reason. So why would I not help them? So I started obviously doing posing sessions, and posing sessions were great, but I was like, there can be more to this now. Like, there needs to be more like than just, you know, me going to meet them and pose them. There can be more than that. So that's where I kind of started the posing portal, where There's more to it. There's tutorials, there's video assessments, there's online posing. Like, there's so much more out there than just posing itself. And that's kind of how I got the idea, I guess, which is it's been a long journey. It's been tough, like, obviously getting to this point, but I'm glad I'm here, if I'm honest.
Your website took like, what, 5 months?
Yeah, it took like, because it happened in, so when obviously COVID hit and stuff, I was, every weekend I was going to away and posing at least a good 30 to 40 girls in person. Yeah. And obviously in prep, upkeeping that was hard, but I was still doing it anyway. And I was like, I can't do this forever. Like, there's no way I can just do 40 to 50 girls like a week on posing. That's just too hard.
To give you guys an example, when she was doing her prep and she was doing her check-ins, she would have, on those weekends, she'd have so many steps that it would throw off like her cardio. How many steps were you getting?
Yeah, I was getting like a good like 30K steps like at the weekends.
30,000 steps a day.
So
by posing
like
that
on
many
like
people.
Posing, just going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And we'd always, I was like, I'm probably gonna drop weight like a lot this week. He's like, okay, like whatever. And then I'm like, yeah, I'm down 1.5 kilos. He's like, how? And I'm like, because I was posing the girls.
Yeah, 30,000 steps. It would be like an 80,000 step weekend. It was like a very normal thing. And I was like, dude, this is nuts. People do that. Don't do that in a whole week.
Yeah. So I think once obviously COVID came around, I think a lot of people kind of wanted to transition a lot of their stuff online because they were like, obviously no one ever thought this was going to come around anyway, but a lot of people wanted to transition a lot of their stuff online. And I was like, yeah, it's good to do posing online, but what else can I do with this and like make it a bit more easy accessible for people to kind of like learn as well? Because not everyone, you know, has time to have sometimes a posing session, you know, once a week and has the time and time differences and stuff like that. So that's kind of why I created it. But I think it's good that we as athletes have to also, you know, take what we can from competing.
Yeah, absolutely.
100%. And I think not a lot of people understand that. They think, you know, I love competing, it's my hobby, but at the end of the day, it's a lot of money to invest into. And we do get a lot back from it, but we want to try and get something out of it as well.
Right, totally. Because honestly, if you were just to think that, just I'm just going to compete in a few pro shows and make the income from the air, it's probably not the case unless maybe a bodybuilder might be able to pull that off. Even then, there's so much more you can do with this sport than just wait on money like that, because it's unpredictable at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But that was so smart for you to create this, and you take what you know and what this industry has helped you kind of create and a name for yourself. And you took that and you made your own business. That's so cool.
Yeah. And I think that's what I think a lot of people should do with anything in life in terms of like what they want to do. Like, they shouldn't just kind of, you know, you can just have it as a hobby, but you can also make, you know, a good business from it and stuff as well. So I think it's important to do that.
Yeah. And you also solve the problem, which is the key to like any business, right?
Yeah.
So like when I first started doing our Team Elite stuff, I don't know if you were around when the app was around too. You probably weren't. I think you're around just with the website.
No,
I had like the first app, and then I switched to the website, and then I just solved problems with it. And one of the things that was a big problem with contest prep was that if you're going to meet like a top level contest prep coach, let's say 10 years ago, you would have to meet with them in the gym twice a week. And a top level contest prep coach, which like in your area. So in my area back then, I was one of the top guys. And so it would be $100 a session, and it would be two sessions a week. So you'd have your workout session, and then you'd have your update session where you do your posing, your diet, your whatever for the next week. So we're talking, you know, a contest prep would have been like $800 just for me a month, you know, for 16 weeks, we're talking that's $3,200, right? But now, because we don't need to spend those extra time, that extra hours in the gym and all that, we can just do it online, and I do a video response to my clients back and explain what we're going to change, whatever, we can make it more cost effective for them versus it was too. And you did the same thing, you know. You did you have options of one-on-one posing, which is obviously more, but then you have the options of the weekly, which solves the problem for people who can't afford the fully individualized meet with the trainer twice a week type of thing.
Because I think you have to kind of like make it like, yes, obviously we're professionals, and I think people, you can, I guess, looking at it from a money aspect and stuff like that, you can charge more because we are professionals, but at the same time, you have to make it more effective for the customer as well. Like, they want to work with you, but it's hard trying to price that up as a professional. Do you know what I mean? So I think it's good that you know, you can kind of like look at it that way.
Yeah, you found the issues that, you know, you saw. You have basically for everyone. You know, yeah. You have someone who's like really has to be tight on the budget. They can do the weekly check-in posing things, and then you found, you know, people who want to do full sessions and go for that extra. They can do that too. So it's kind of cool that you've found the holes in the system to be able to do that, which is problem solving is a big part of it.
It's only growing. There's I had a meeting the other day with two potential coaches that I'm taking on as well, which is exciting. One of them is a beginner and one of them is a professional, which is exciting to take on. So that's going to be, stay tuned for that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's going to be the hard part.
Yeah, I know. That's going to be hard.
Because like for me, I'm like, I'm happy with my coaches. I don't want to grow anymore. It would take a very special person to be like, to like jump in at this point. It'd be like if you were like, hey, I want to coach. It'd be like someone like a relationship like that. But I'm like, no.
Nice because like that's why I love it, because like I would never expect my, like, for me to have a company like this and to be employing people and it to get to this point just from bodybuilding in general. This all started just because I was competing. Like now I'm making it my career in a different way, which is really cool. Like that, and that's why I love it. I love it so much.
Yeah, you're like fully immersed in the industry.
Yeah, and that's what I like. I really do enjoy it. So
heck yeah.
And living in Dubai, I'm still jealous of you living in Dubai.
I know. Well, a lot of people know, but I don't pay tax.
Yeah, it's so bad about it too. She's like, come over here, you don't have to pay any taxes. And I'm like, it's very, very, like when I get my tax bill, I'm like, yeah, maybe I will go to Dubai. Like it's so much better. So Dubai is oil rich? Is it oil rich?
Yeah, so they don't, because they've only been around for what, 49 years? So they don't owe anyone any money because they were built from money. Yeah. So
tax-free. Yeah, so that's so crazy. Tax-free.
So yeah, it's pretty good. But anyway, but tax talk.
Is it more difficult to prep in Dubai than it is here, or is it easier to prep here because the convenience of it all? I'm assuming there's more food varieties and more gyms available. Or
so like it definitely is more convenient here in the US, and I would say I prefer it in Dubai over the UK because of just the warmth. Like it's just nice and warm and like it just is nice. But it is, it's more convenient to prep here because America is like obviously very diverse. You've got a lot of, you know, companies and different foods, different gyms, and it's a lot more accessible. Right. Dubai has obviously a lot of the foods, all that type of thing, but a lot of stuff is imported. So it's a lot more expensive food-wise. Gym, to be fair, there's a main bodybuilding gym in Dubai called Binos Gym, and it is insane, and it is a great bodybuilding gym. So it's not like we're limited, but
is it like a farther drive though to get to a gym? If that makes sense.
To be fair, there'll be a few gyms that are a little bit further away from each other and stuff. But I like prepping in both areas. Like I like prepping in Dubai, and I also like prepping here. So it's a nice mix of both of them, to be fair.
And what was the temperatures it gets to? I mean, you're in Celsius, so what is it?
So it got to 55 degrees this summer. I don't know what that is in
Celsius.
Yeah. I don't know what that is. Some people will know.
Is it like right in half? It would be 110.
There's only temperature that's like the same. I remember
I want to say that's like 120.
Oh.
Okay.
Well, it's gotten 119 here. It's the hottest I've seen in Vegas. Yeah. 119. It's like consistently in the 110s in summer.
Yeah.
High 110s.
Yeah. I remember I saw like the weekly forecast and it was like, it was all 110 and 105. I was like, oh, yeah, that's.
That's gonna be hot. I mean, both of them are deserts, though. Like Dubai and Vegas are deserts, aren't they?
Ashley likes the heat too. It's funny. We went to Orange Theory once. She's like, "We should go in the morning before it gets hot. We'll just walk." And I'm like, "All right, we'll go for it. Walk." It was like 8:30, probably, maybe 8. I don't know. It was early for me. 8 probably.
And 8 early. That isn't even. I was up at 4 a.m. this morning doing pros and cons.
My life is set up pretty well.
I was like, how is that early?
My life, I'm like, you know, I've been doing this a lot. My life is set up differently. So, and then we were walking. It was like, I was sweating, man. It was so hot. It was like, because we went to the Orange Theory class, and then we got done. She's like, yeah, before it gets too hot. It was still like 100 at that point. It was like, we walked back, it was like 10. I'm like, I don't know why you think this is comfortable.
I don't sweat that easy, though. I think that's my thing, is I don't.
You must not.
I really don't.
And I don't really that much, but when it's 100 degrees and you're walking,
what is 100?
There's no way around it.
That's hilarious. No, I think the heat difference though, like the humidity is different. Dubai is a lot more like wet. Here is really dry.
Oh, that makes nice. It a lot.
Yeah, it's not nice.
That'd be hard.
Yeah.
120.
Yeah. Here's like dry, isn't it?
So. What else do you run into out there? Out there and prepping. I mean, I don't think you can like get in your bikini and pose at a gym like that, right?
At Binos Gym, because it's a bodybuilding gym, you can, but obviously, again, like there's obviously certain regulations that you kind of have to like meet and stuff like that. But like, again, I think a lot of people think that Dubai is very, very restricted. There's only certain parts of Dubai that are a little bit more restricted, that are kind of like the older parts of Dubai. And Dubai's actually quite modernized now. Like, it's getting better, and not better, but it's getting more modernize every year, so you can go out and obviously be in shorts and all that sort of thing. There's no kind of rules about that, just in certain areas sometimes when there's like mosques and stuff around. So
do you feel like you're kind of I guess out alone in comparison to the rest of like the fitness industry, like you kind of feel like you're on your own little area?
No, because like there's such a massive fitness community. Like, you have to come, like there's a Dubai Muscle Show actually this weekend, you have to come to Dubai and like see it for itself, because I thought the same. I was like, oh, it doesn't seem like a fitness-based community and all this other thing. There's such a massive fitness community over in Dubai, and like it's really, really cool to like see and watch and stuff, because everyone's kind of in it, improving there for themselves. Everyone's there because they want to improve and stuff. It's really, really nice. A lot of them are UK based and like from different parts of the world, so it's really nice. It's lovely. So it's not a lonely place to be, and it is like your own little bubble though, because it's kind of like a little fake world.
Yeah,
it does feel like a fake world, but it's a lovely place to live.
I heard it was like kind of like a Vegas but without so many casinos, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's such a clean like area and stuff like that. It's just, yeah, it's very sanitized and stuff.
Yeah, if I ever go, I tried the Puerto Rico thing, that's not going to work. But if I ever get upset enough with the taxes, I'm going
to go. You should definitely come to there's an expo that's actually going on this weekend. You should maybe come next year, because it's a big expo.
I would come. No, that's a place that I would go check out. That's, you know, years down the road.
Have you been to Dubai before?
I haven't.
That's like one. Really? I mean, you've been everywhere. You've been everywhere as well.
Do you want to go to Dubai?
No.
Do you want to go fly?
Unless there's a show there.
I'm okay.
Maybe no. I like so much.
I don't want to go. No, all right.
You really do.
It's a rough. And she said she was on a plane for 20 hours. Like,
yeah, that's
long. I don't know.
It is long. To be fair, if you go business class, it's lovely, because it's like you get your own little seat, you get a bed on a plane.
I hate some stuff. Even like, honestly, I used to do the Arnold Australia.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't think I'm going to do it anymore. Yeah, like that. It's just so far away.
You do look yourself pretty thin. I think so. Yeah, Ashley says she's never missed an opportunity, but then there's certain times I'm like, man, Ashley, you're kind of flying a lot here.
Yeah,
and you like see it on her face. She's like, I'm tired.
Oh.
She won't ever say it though, but you can like see it like, I'm going
help
there.
Help me.
Why did you book 30 appearances this year? I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, well, you know, never, I'm not going to rule it out. Maybe I'll go there if there's an awesome fitness opportunity out there.
Yes, let's make it happen.
Yeah, if you guys are listening to this, I will go. You know, that'd be cool. Me, you, Phoebe, at like some seminar or something.
That'd be cool. I would be up for that.
I would take a lot, though. I have internet on the plane. Yeah, there's internet.
Yeah, you have internet on plane.
Okay, I can make it. As long as there's internet for 28 hours, I can make it work. I can do my work. It'll be fine.
Yeah, it's a long trip, though.
So I got to know, what are your goals for 2022?
I haven't even thought that far ahead yet.
You're just living in the moment right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, right now it's, I think main aspect obviously is obviously going to the Olympia, bringing my best physique, but also for me, growing the posing portal, making sure that is excelling as well, leading into the Olympia and stuff like that, because that's one thing for me that I really want to make sure that can be, you know, out there a little bit more, even in the United States and stuff, because I'm based in the UK, I'm getting more known, you know, in the US and stuff, which I love. And I just want to keep growing it pretty much. So that's my main goal for 2022, is to grow the business and, you know, bring my best to the O, which is weird even saying that, because it's been a long time coming.
Oh,
so
gosh.
It's exciting. What are yours?
I don't know. Just to be a legend? That's what it is every year.
I love that. I love that so much.
And to compete as much as possible and piss everyone off.
It's so fun. They lit a fire. That would have the opposite effect, guys.
Oh, my God.
I'm almost mad at you guys because now it's making me more tired because she's worse. She's more after it. I'm like, wait, we're doing another show this weekend? Okay.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. Jeez.
What's funny is... JM, he was joking, but he's like, he told Dan, he's like, Dan, you should probably give Ashley a bonus because she saved you so many, because when you go to the Olympia, they pay for your trip. He's like, she saved you so much money with taking qualifications to the Olympia. She won like 7 times this year. It's funny.
Oh, thanks. Phoebe's next. Oh, I mean, she's already qualified, so you scoop them up. Scoop
them up, Phoebe. Yeah.
We'll see.
Make them mad. Scoop them up.
Yeah, you have the Iron Games coming up. That's going to be a fun one. That's going to be a really, really good show.
Yeah, I'm excited for that. There's a lot of, I was saying to Ashley earlier, that these next 2 shows, I think it would be quite competitive just purely because usually there's back-to-back shows, right? Like there's more than one show on one weekend, and these 2 weekends are the only ones that don't. So, and I mean, obviously there's limited shows in December. I don't think there's many in December anyway. There's like 3? 2?
I think there's at least 2. I know
Toronto and...
Well, there's another one on the same day as the Toronto. It's in Texas.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
And then Georgia. But I think there might... Okay. Yeah, that... There's also a Vancouver one for Masters, but I'm not, so I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
But that would be the last show of the year, would be the Vancouver show.
Yeah, so there's limited now. Like, it's coming to crunch time where there's not many left.
And there's this huge gap now, and I'm going to get so bored. Yeah. What am I going to do with my life?
That's the thing.
Literally, even at the Olympia, Ashley was like, I don't know what my next show is going to be. It was literally the day before the Olympia.
When's my next show?
Like, how about we just, like, focus on the Olympia? Yeah. Which is tomorrow?
I was already thinking. I gotta think ahead.
We've
done
it there, and then we've done it at the Mile High. We're like walking to the show. She's like, I was thinking about doing this show. It's like 2 weekends. I'm like, we're walking to the show.
Yeah, right, like what the hell? Come on, girl.
You gotta love it. The tenacious Ashley.
Yes.
Gotta go for it. You
exactly.
Know?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun year. But it's funny, is it? You're like, yeah, these 2 shows, there's only one show that weekend, so it's gonna be bigger, harder shows. And I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. That's Phoebe. Like traditional Phoebe.
Yeah.
2019, Phoebe.
I was like, I want to do this show because it's big. I want to do this show because it's big. And he's like, why don't we just do it? I was like, no.
I'm like, we're chasing points here, Phoebe. The top 20 get in. But she wanted to do only the big shows. I'm like, there's another show that weekend. There's like 8 girls in it.
No, I want to do the big ones. Why? I don't know. But I mean, it made me grow, I guess, and learn. And
probably made you fearless too, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's crazy. She like the hardest show, if there's 3 and one's like a scooper show, even if they're like 2 girls in Puerto Rico or something, she'd be like, no, let's go to do the Vancouver Pro, or the Pittsburgh Pro or something hard, which is cool. That's
weird. I like it though. I like a challenge.
It's what you're supposed to do. Mm. The year that in 19, I was kind of against it because it was like we were chasing points.
I know. But I mean, it made me grow definitely as a person. And like, I just want to kind of do what is best and like just improve from there, really.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you win a big show too, it changes everything. You know, like you're more recognized if you win the New York Pro than if you win the whatever pro in.
Yeah.
You know, whatever country, you know, no one saw that weekend.
Well, so, she won a pretty big show this
UK,
year.
UK Arnold
that's
is
the best awesome. One.
She's
it's
on the map
crazy.
Now. She's on the map.
That's a big one. Yeah, yeah. So you've won now 2 shows. 2 shows.
That's weird to say that I've won 2 shows.
It's pretty crazy.
So yeah, I'm excited. But yeah, the goal for the next 2 shows is obviously to win them both.
Yeah. So she's hunting you down, Ashley. 27 more to go, Phoebe.
27 more to go. That'll only take me 300 years.
Yeah. It's so crazy to say that out loud. It's like, oh, yeah.
I'm like, no, I can't do that.
I don't know how I did it either.
It's pretty crazy to say out loud.
I'm just out here just doing my thing.
Sarah Hurley was at the, I forget what show it was. It was like show number 27. It was in East Coast somewhere. And Sarah Hurley's like, someone told me you won 27 shows. Like, she didn't believe it. Like, it was, like, not real. Like, it's like, someone's, like, just messing with me, right? Yeah. Like, she said it like, no, someone told me you won 27 shows. Like, that guy was wrong, right? She's like, yeah, this is 27. And she's like, how?
How? Have you done 30 yet?
Have I done 30?
30 shows wins. Yet.
Oh, no, I'm at 29 now. So my next one, if I were to win, it would be 30. So hopefully yes. I can get that this year. That would be kind of cool.
That will definitely happen. 100%.
It's cool because it's two things at the same time. You're the first person to ever get to 30, which is crazy. I mean, that we're talking Arnold Schwarzenegger, Ronnie Coleman, Dexter Jackson. We're talking like more than everyone in the world ever. Yeah. And then more than everyone in the world ever. Like it's like two things. It's the first to 30. I mean, that's like a crazy thing. It's nuts to think about.
Yeah.
I think you think about it more than I think about it. I'm more like.
I just think it's crazy to be part of the journey.
Watch
it. To just watch it.
It is crazy, right? I guess I just don't. I still haven't soaked it in. I'm just like, you know.
Because you're always, I think that's good though, because have that mentality of always what's next.
Yeah.
So you sometimes, I was speaking about this with someone the other day, like sometimes it can be a good thing and a bad thing in terms of like we don't sit and realize what we've accomplished, but then at the same time, we're so busy wanting to improve. Like,
right, exactly. Like we're always hungry for more.
We don't want to stop.
We're not necessarily satisfied. We just want to keep going.
Yeah. Which isn't a bad thing or a good, I think it's a bad thing.
That's the only way to accomplish something like that.
Yeah.
The extreme winner mindset. This is something like Joe Rogan talks about too. And like people will say that to me too with like the gym or whatever. They're like, you should be so proud of all this. And I'm like, it could be better. it's just like as soon as I got done with this one, I'm like looking at bigger buildings and stuff like that already. I just can't stop it.
Yeah.
So like me and her together are probably like
the really, worst. In the best way.
The best and the worst way. Like we'll drain each other of every ounce of energy we have because we're like trying to just, we have this person that's helping
be better
and push us harder. And I'm like,
that's good though.
I can't get tired because Ashley's not tired. She's the one eating hard and doing cardio and doing shows. How am I tired? That's not right. I shouldn't be tired. And so it's like you just keep pushing and pushing and pushing.
It's good though. Yeah. It's a good mentality to have within every aspect of your life, I think. Because then you just get the most out of life. So.
Absolutely. And I'm sure you're like that as well. Yeah. I mean, look at you. You could be sitting back right now. You already got your qualification. You could just be like, oh, I'm just going to come to Vegas for vacation. But you're putting in the work so you can learn and do better for next year.
Yeah.
Super smart, you know? Yeah. I think, like, a lot of people don't realize that, like, there's such a big difference from posing in front of your coach and seeing how you look like in a mirror versus actually being on stage, posing, getting comfortable, and just knowing, like, what you did for that peak week in comparison to the other one.
Yeah.
And maybe you found something that works better for you and you look better this time for whatever reason. So it's like little things you'll learn about yourself that you wouldn't know if you didn't just
try. Yeah, 100%. Like you can never buy stage time.
Yes.
Like you can never buy it. So you can only go up there and just do your best. And like, you don't know how you're going to act on stage sometimes. Like, you know, it sounds really silly, but like when the flooring was different for this Legion show and it was like carpeted and it was really like
bumpy
and weird to like be on, but like, you handled it in the moment. You know what I mean? You'd never get that before. You'd be like, oh, I'm going to pose on this wooden floor, like, and make it easier for yourself. But
exactly.
In that moment, you had to pose on carpet. Like,
definitely.
There's no way around it.
Even if
so
it's
you
something,
have to,
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to do it. So,
people
like,
don't think the little small thing. Even like the hair thing too. Like, oh, I could have done my hair better this way. It looks better parted on this side. Like everything. It's just there's so much
you
that
have to
can
do
be
it.
Improved. So.
Yeah. So I think you can't buy those moments on stage because you have to adapt in that moment. And then you realize, okay, this is what we could do better next time. And that's how you grow into each show, I think.
Absolutely.
So,
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, shout out too to Center Podium on that Legion show.
That was a really good show.
I even pulled Chris aside and I was like, dude, this is next level. This show is pretty badass. I didn't know, I was like, I had no idea it was like this. Like, I never went to Legions. And so I was super impressed. It was like basically a mini Arnold.
It was really, really like well put together. Like, what I really liked was the audience, like the way that the audience was like
set
up.
We had tables.
Yeah, tables. Like, was it chairs? It was tables and chairs.
Yeah,
it was really nice. And like, I think it was really well presented and stuff like that. And it made it feel really special. Because that's what I like when a show makes you feel special going into it. And you're like, oh, this is what people are coming to watch me. Like, it's, I don't know.
It makes it like feel like, whoa, this is like it. Like, this is a big event and I'm part of it. So cool.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Like, sometimes you'll see some that are kind of done. Maybe it's not a big show or wasn't a big show. So they're doing like high schools because the budget's not there. But this one was like all out. I mean, they even had, they had all these other events. They had arm wrestling. They had jujitsu.
Jousting? No, jousting. No, that's what the horse is.
Like medieval. No, they had that too, but not horses. Like they had a jousting set up. I don't know how
really?
They're doing it. Okay, so first off, this is actually really funny. I like kind of fancy myself a tough guy sometimes, right? And then Ashley's like, because I played hockey, right? So you're just like used to getting like, you know, those little things. And then Ashley's like, they have these, they have full metal fighting or metal contact fighting at this thing. I was like, no way. So we're at the airport and I'm watching these and I'm like, this is so cool. I'll do this. And then like I started watching it more and I was like, well, these guys are actually tough. I'm like,
you're like, no, yeah. I'm backing you up.
Hitting each other with gloves on and helmets tough. And I was like, these guys were nuts. So at Legions, they had full armor, like medieval armor. And like regular swords, not like lightened swords, like full regular swords, they just weren't sharpened, full on hitting each other with like hammers and like swords. And you had to like raise your hand to give up because you like took too much punishment or you'd fall. And like, there was one guy, I was watching it, there's one guy got hit in the head. And I don't know if he was like dazed or like, it looked pretty bad. But you can't see his face because he's wearing a metal helmet. And he's like, you could see he's like dazed. And like he like slowly raises his hand, he gets hit in the head again. Like he's giving. I'm like, this is brutal.
Yeah,
this
you're like, maybe I can't do this. Actually, I'm sorry.
Doesn't
like,
that make bikini prep seem a lot better?
What we do is nothing compared. Yeah.
I saw that. I was like, I want none of that.
Yeah. I'm okay, thanks.
It was fun. It's like fun and entertaining to watch. And these guys are just, you know, they're just like tough, big tough guys. Like look like. Like Thor or something, like just these big, like big dudes, you know? I was like, yeah, that's not for me. But it was just cool to see like different things. You're entertaining, there's an expo, it was a really good show.
Yeah.
They had bodybuilding there.
They had even like the red carpet event, which was quite cool, like where they interviewed like everyone and stuff, which was cool because you could watch that as like a, from the audience and stuff, which is cool.
Yeah, and then they had bodybuilding, men's physique, women's physique, fitness, Missy won again, which is cool. And then bikini. And then they had, it was crazy, Sean won. We could talk about Sean Clarita. He won the open division.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that nuts?
Yeah, that is crazy.
If you guys don't know, Sean is he was 212 Olympia last year. He was second place this year. And he just jumped into the open division. And then he went and won against Sergio Olivia, Regan Grimes, who Sergio Olivia outweighs him by 100 pounds.
That's nuts.
And he beat him. I was like, this...
I think there's a picture, I don't know where it is, but like of him and Regan. And it's crazy because obviously he's so small as well. And like his physique was just incredible. Like,
yeah. And like, I don't think a lot of people would understand like, because they weren't there or didn't, or just think, oh, it's the biggest guy that wins.
No, it's not.
Listen, if you were there and you saw Sean, you'd be like, oh,
yeah,
I see why. Oh my gosh. It's like, he looked just like them, but in a condensed version.
Yeah, it was.
But in a better way. He was way sharper than everyone else. Way more symmetrical.
Yeah.
So
he was really, he looked great. Yeah. Really, really looked great.
We call it a muscles per square inch.
Oh, yes.
Who wins the muscle per square inch?
There you go. Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah. It was impressive. So shout out to Sean. I was backstage with him and Matt, and we're like joking around, and I was like, you're... official, because his nickname is the Giant Killer, but like this is his first real like giant killer
thing. Legit.
He's usually like 175 pounds going against guys who are 212, so but he's beating them, so that's like the Giant Killer, but like there are still 212 guys, you know. This time he full-on beat like 280 pound guys, so he's official stamped the giant killer. Absolute giant slayer.
So
that was pretty cool to watch. Like that was history, no one's ever done that, so that was cool to watch.
It was a good show. Really good showing.
Heck yeah.
So with that, is there anything else that you want to kind of go over for your plans or anything that you're maybe, you know,
me,
yeah, that you wanted to
I'm just obviously at the moment I'm like 9 days out, so I'm just chilling. I'm just excited to be here, to be fair, if I'm honest. Like it really puts everything in perspective for me, like just being at the prep center and being here with you guys and being able to learn and stuff. Like I just enjoy it, if I'm honest. So yeah, I'm all good.
Good stuff. How about ending off on some words of wisdom? For anybody out there that wants to be a Phoebe Hagen, what do you got to tell them?
Oh, God. Well, I think in terms of my journey and stuff like that recently with recent events that gone on with the Arnolds and obviously competing just this past weekend, like I created a quote called Know Your Own Ability back in 2018, when I was chasing my pro card. And I think this was, for me, this year has definitely been, so far, a Know Your Own Ability moment.
Know Your Own Ability.
Yeah, so Know Your Own Ability.
Know Your Own Ability. That could be a title for this one.
Yeah.
There we go. Hey.
It's a hashtag, too. I got a sweater somewhere.
It's my hashtag, like, that I created. And, like, this year has definitely been that. So launching the site, you know, winning my first, well, not first pro show, my getting my first Olympia invite, and, you know, coming here and being better than before. It's just, for me, it's just being about knowing my own ability. So to anyone out there, just know your own ability.
Yeah. Which is pretty much limitless.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, no, I think that is really cool. I like that saying a lot too.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite things to like remind, especially when, like, you know, when you feel like you can't do it anymore and you're like, I really want to give up. You're like, well, know your ability.
That's what's up. That's yours. And mine has been, I'm just getting started.
Yes, I love that.
We're just getting started over here. Yes, we're just getting warmed up. So yes. Stay tuned for
more. What's funny is I had a friend, you know, Russ, Russ from, Russ Allen. So he's my buddy. He's a really good friend of mine. He's a pro classic physique guy. And he was like, we're just talking about, like, because we're just like talking the other day about how far me and him have come. Because we both came from like 10 years ago. He started coaching, you know, and then it was like fun to see him. And I was, you know, we were smaller back then, 10 years ago. And we're just like talking about it, you know, how crazy it's been. And that we both like had people on the Olympia stage now and all this stuff. And it was fun. He's like, yeah, how's Ashley holding up? You know, she's still going to give it another year, like another hard year or whatever. And I was like, dude, when she says she's just getting started, you don't get it.
I'm just warmed up. I'm not even done warming up
yet. Yeah, I'm like, you think 14 shows is like, oh man, I need to hang it up for a year. I'm like, she has none of that in her. Like, it doesn't, it's just doesn't exist. Like, don't even let it.
That's hilarious. I'm dreading this 3-month gap between shows at the end of the year. I'm dreading it. I'm already like, oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. Give me a show.
What's really funny is because I'm friends with like most of the, at least all the coaches who do like bikini at a high level. Like, I'm friends with like all of them. And a lot of times we just talk, you know? Like, and they're always like, you know, we all do this. We kind of like probe to see like when their athletes are competing and where. We're like trying to figure out, you know, like, oh, where's she competing and when? You know, that type of thing. We all like kind of joke with it. But they always like probe me too. And I'll be like, oh, she'd probably do it. Like, they're like, is she going to do this one? I'm like, probably. Give it like a 30% chance. I have no idea. Just like 30% chance. I'll tell you 8 weeks out. It's pretty funny.
Oh, that's funny. Tough.
So pretty cool. Very inspirational. Both of you are very inspirational with that.
Oh, you are inspirational too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
You are as well. Don't you worry.
No, yeah. My stuff is a little different, but I appreciate it. Yeah, my stuff's a little different. My whole stuff is, you know, I always thought I'd be happy doing this for like with the money I made like way back in the day. Like when I was working for 24 Hour Fitness, I was fine then. I had a house. I was good. I was like, I wasn't struggling. I was cool. And then, you know, you made a little more as you keep going and going and going. And for me, it's like, okay, how can I make this cooler? Mm-hmm. I don't ever thrive on the money. The money really kind of more than anything is like, it's insignificant to me. Mm-hmm. It's like kind of like more bothersome than anything. You have to worry about that. And I'm like, how can I use this to leverage it to have something cooler, more fun, more for the community, and like make my life better versus how can I be rich? You know, yeah. It's like, how can I make my life better with this money? How can it be more useful for the team and that type of thing? And so because of that, and because everyone is lucky, like a lot of people trust us to be their team, it enables us to do cool stuff, you know? Mm. And so that's really my thing. So it's definitely like, I have like two business people who are always like trying to have me to do stuff with my money, like investments and stuff like that.
Yeah, you're like, no.
And I'm like, no, I just want to buy another like bigger building for the prep center. But like, but you don't make any money. It's a net loss. And I'm like, no, but the money is the compensation is the happiness and the joy that comes with it.
Yeah.
So I luckily have that mindset because it makes it really a lot of fun. You know? Yeah.
Well, thank you for everything. And
yeah,
I wouldn't be where I am if it weren't for you. So yeah, thank you, Adam.
Same
you
here.
Make my life really fun.
Our lives are fun.
It's mutually beneficial though, right? Because we all grow with each other, which is cool, which I love about it. You guys compete and then I get more exposure because you guys are competing and then I get to make more money for this place. Then you guys have a cooler place to go. And then you get more exposure because you have a cool place where everyone wants to see. And then it's like, it just, everything grows and it's just fun.
Yeah. That's why I like about this team. Like it's just been never ending, which that's why I joined Team Elite from the beginning. So yeah.
Well, thanks. Yeah. It's been really fun. Yeah. It's been really, a really good time.
God bless you, Adam, man. I'm telling you, I know I'm so hard to work with because I compete so much. Not because I'm needy, but like I just require a lot of attention because I compete so much. God bless you, Adam.
I love it. But that's also
you're just so for it.
Why I don't take on a lot of pros too, because like I got very active pros.
You know? Very. Yeah, oh, we're very active.
I mean, Phoebe's at 8, you're at 18. I mean, yeah. Anya this year will probably be at 8.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, just you guys alone, what is that?
It's a lot of shows.
30 shows. like
it's a lot of shows.
It's a lot of shows. And then in counting the local level, which I do every Vegas show, a couple national shows, a couple California shows, and 3 Denver shows. So it's like, yeah, there's a lot of shows.
There's a lot of shows. Yeah.
So yeah, it's been fun. It's definitely my life's purpose. It's my life's purpose, you know? It gives me purpose in my life. So thank you guys for that. So anyway, and you know what? Actually, you're easy to work with in terms of in here, though, because coaching-wise, you're just like smooth.
Oh.
Yeah, you're really good at that. So it makes it very easy.
I'm just a lot. I know.
I'm a lot. I do a lot.
We brought in Sam, and she helps with some of the load too now. So it's good.
It's not too bad.
But yeah, since we're good. We got a good thing going. So anyway, thank you guys so much for watching. Phoebe Hagen on Instagram.
Yes.
I thought your website was Opposing Portal. Was it opposingportal.com?
Yes, so it's opposingportal.com. Yes,
and then PhoebeHagen.com. So the Opposing Portal is you can link to either though.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
But a whole bunch of cool stuff on there. Rates start off as low as
$9.99.
Dang, really?
Yeah, wow, I can afford that.
Yeah. for the tutorial videos, yeah. And then obviously the packages go kind of up and up from there, depending on how much you want.
Shameless plug, that sounds like a good price for anyone.
Yeah.
It's the price of lunch.
Yeah.
Or a Starbucks venti iced cappuccino.
And a muffin.
And a muffin.
Act now and get this.
This.
All right, thank you guys so much. We'll talk to you later.